Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Men renowned for upholding our traditions and upholding our liberties. Indeed, they hold up almost everything that passes through their hands. A special feature of Whitehall is its readiness to accept new ideas and to harness scientific and technical discoveries.
I say, too, have you seen this remarkable new machine they've sent us?
This little thing with all the little holes in the handle? Yes. It's a pencil sharpener, isn't it?
Not that, too. This big chap over here, it's called a dictating machine.
Oh.
It'll record anything you say and it gets typed out later.
I've got one of those in my office that does all that and makes the tea as well.
No, have you? What's that called?
Mildred Murfin.
That'll do, too. Can't have jokes at this time of the morning, you know. Besides, Mildred's shorthand and typing are no joke.
I'm afraid you're right there, Van. She's sent out several letters lately beginning Dear Sir or Madman.
And quite a few ending Yours Faithfully.
Not inappropriate in one or two cases.
There's no doubt about it. This new dictating machine's going to be very useful.
Have you tested it yet, Ron?
Tested it, naturally. I recorded a few business notes as soon as it arrived.
Can I play it back?
Certainly not. It's a useful tool, not a plaything.
Oh, can't I just press this little stop?
No, no. Here? No, I'd sooner you didn't, if you don't mind. Oh, you have.
Testing, testing. One, two, three. Testing. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have asked for...
Yes, that'll do. That'll do, too. That'll do.
Oh, you've switched it. I was just beginning to enjoy that.
I was just testing the full range of the recording facilities, you know. Now let's get on with some work.
Oh, come on. You've got a nice baritone voice there.
You think so?
You know that voice wouldn't be out of place in... in a pub doorway, really.
Now, that's enough, that's enough.
And besides, I'd like to... Oh, go on, let's hear the rest.
Two, I'm the head of this department. You do as I say. Kindly remember that.
Oh, very well.
And don't go sulking and mumbling to yourself just because I had to speak sharply to you. Don't sulk.
Just because I... There's no need for you...
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now then, answer the telephone.
All right. General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb sulking. They're speaking.
Pitkin here. Put Hamilton Jones on the line.
Yes, Sir Gregory. It's for you, one. It's the permanent undersecretary.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. How nice of you, Sir
Gregory. Has he been in to see you yet?
Has he what?
Has he been in to see you yet?
Has he been in to see us yet? What are you talking about? No, he hasn't yet. Not yet, no. Who? Who are you talking about? Who?
You civil service grading officer.
Oh.
He's on his way to your office.
Civil service grading officer?
Yes, a fellow who deals with all the promotions and grading examinations.
Oh, here we've got a new one, have we? What happened to the old one?
He got promoted again.
Oh, anyway, he got promoted again.
This new chap is very keen to see you. He should be there shortly.
Keen to see me, did you say?
Yes. So give him every cooperation, you understand? Every cooperation.
Certainly, Sir Gregory, of course. I look forward to meeting him. And do give my regards to Lady Gregg, Lady Pitkin, won't you? Well, we've been cut off. Did you come away from that dictating machine?
Yes, all right. What was all that about?
New grading officer on his way here. Obviously, my promotion has come through at last.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Better make the place look busy. Scatter a few papers around.
Just as you say, Van. How about these on your desk?
What are they?
Turf and Hound, the Daily Tipster.
No. Not that sort of paper, too. Files.
Oh, I see.
There should be some in that cabinet, if my memory serves me. Under F, try. And hurry up, too. This grading man will be here any minute.
Oh.
As the new civil service grading officer, Hamilton Jones, it has, of course, been my duty to check over all the records of past promotions and so forth.
Most conscientious, if I may say so.
Yes. And I found, in the course of my researches, that there have been one or two oversights.
I thought as much. I should have been promoted years ago. Still, I bear no malice to your predecessor, incompetent fool though he was.
Promoted?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You should never have been allowed to take your present position.
I always said that, doddering. What did you say? Never been allowed to take my present position.
Precisely.
But now, just a moment.
Heads of departments, of course, require a grading of B+. And you, Mr. Hamilton Jones, are only a B+-.
B+-? Me?
Well, surely you know that. You've never actually taken the B+ examination, although it's held quite frequently.
Is it really examination? Well, well.
In 1950, when you were given this post on a temporary basis, the B+ exam was held 7 times.
7 times?
Yes, and each time you were unable to take it, apparently through illness.
Oh, I know what it was. It was that old war wound playing me up.
War wound?
Yes, yes.
According to your record, you were classified as essential clerical staff and never joined the services.
No, well, quite right, but I wrenched my ankle on my allotment. Digging for victory it was, I remember.
I see. And obviously, after you had been excused attendance on so many occasions in 1950, it was assumed you'd pass.
Yes, an extraordinary business. Could never happen if you planned it, could it?
I can't understand how you've held your present post for so long without anyone noticing.
I beg your pardon?
Still, there's no harm done.
Oh, good, for a moment, I thought.
No, you'll just have to go in for the B+ examination this year. It's being held next week, fortunately.
What?
In the meantime, of course, you've been enjoying several privileges you're not entitled to. I must ask you to surrender your full-colour changing of the guard calendar.
Surrender my calendar?
A B+- official is only entitled to a monochrome of 2 kittens in an old boot. And then, there's the carpet.
Look, you're not going to cut my carpet down.
Yes, foot off all round, I'm afraid. And the curtains. We'll have to trim 9 inches off the bottom of those.
But just a minute. Does Sir Gregory Pitkin know about this?
Permanent Undersecretary?
Yes.
Yes, I told him myself. He was quite adamant that you take this examination or lose the job. He's a jovial fellow, you're Sir Gregory. He seemed quite amused about the whole thing.
Come in.
I'm just back from lunch, man, and I... Oh, sorry, wrong office.
What do you want?
It is your office. What on earth's happened? Where's the Queen Anne cigarette lighter? And that lovely green metal coat rack?
Gone. All gone, along with the oil painting of Disraeli. They say a B+- official has to be content with a snapshot of Stanley Baldwin.
Dear, oh dear, it does seem... A B+-?
That's what they said. Some clerical oversight, of course, purely temporary. They've downgraded me until I've taken the B+ exam.
Downgraded?
That's what they said.
But that means we both have the same status, man. You're the same as me.
Well, I suppose you could put it like that, too.
Two? Don't you think in the circumstances, perhaps 1.5 each?
Two, I'm as democratic as the next man. I'm quite sure that most of you fellows are equal, but I do draw the line.
Now, Hamilton, H.J., Roland. There's no point in getting upset. After all, we B+- chaps must stick together.
I will not stick together. And stop patting me on the head.
You'll soon get used to the life, you know. You'll have to make do with a plain brolly, of course. The minister frowns on junior officials using bamboo handles.
But this is only temporary until I've passed the exam.
Oh, yes, the exam. Well, you might be one of the lucky 2% that get through.
Do you know, I won't listen to any more of this. I'm off to the club for lunch. At least I'll get a bit of respect there. Yes, too, at the club I'll get a bit of respect. Morning, Plunkett. Take my hat and coat, would you please?
Toss them on the counter, chump.
Toss them on the counter, chump. Is that what you said?
Yes, well, I said, all right then, sir, if you insist.
I should think so.
Yeah, sure, you might have been a bit matey. Now you're one of us, so to speak.
One of you? I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Yeah, my brother-in-law told me about you being downgraded. Seems an aunt of his got it from her husband's cousin. He works in the Ministry of Pensions.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah. Are you thinking of luncheon here, was you? Or have you brought your own sandwiches with you?
That'll do, Plunkett. I shall be speaking to the secretary about you. Now tell me, is Mr. Hargraves from the Foreign Office here yet?
Yes, mate. Oh, sir, yeah. I saw him go into the lounge with young Mr. Updike from Ag and Fish.
Updike, oh, good. A true friend, old Hargraves. At least he won't attach any importance to this silly business. I'll go on in.
Well, as you know, Updike, I'd be the last one to pass on silly rumours, but our messenger has a friend who thinks H.J.'s demotion might be something to do with Security.
Security, eh? By Jove, Hargreaves, we'll have to be careful. They do say there's no smoke without fire.
Got to watch what we say to H.J. now. Confidential information and all that. Not that I believe it for a moment, of course, but still...
Yes, better safe than sorry. Security, eh?
Yes, steady, here he comes now. Ah, mum's the word.
Hargreaves, my dear fellow, how are you? How are
you? I'm very... that is, I might be well, or on the other hand, I might not.
Oh, good. And you'll be young Updike, I take it?
Yes.
Splendid, splendid. Tell me, how's the test match going, eh?
Oh, very well. The latest score is 157 for...
Updike!
For a certain number of wickets.
Who's batting?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to divulge that.
Well, H.J., we mustn't keep you. No doubt you're very busy filing, typing, dusting the office and so forth.
Yes, and I must be getting back to the Ministry of the place I work in. Cheerio.
Goodbye, H.J.
Well, I think I need to sit down after that. Hello, what's this? Plunkett.
It's you again. What can I do for
that
you?
That fellow over there is sitting in my chair. I've used that same leather armchair for 15 years.
Ah, well, sir, you see, times have changed, haven't they, eh? Them leather armchairs is restricted to grade B-plus officials or higher. It's part of the club's etiquette.
Etiquette?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you can have this chair, sir.
But that's the kitchen chair the club waiter sits on there.
Well, sir, I'm sure he won't mind if you slip him a little something.
Etiquette?
Yeah. Perhaps you'd like to have a look at the paper.
Well, I suppose so, nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's his spirit. I'll just get it out of me pocket. It's a bit grubby on the side.
I don't read that gutter rag. Where's the Times?
Oh, that's not available, is it? We've only got 10 copies, and you never know when one of the senior members will want one.
I say, Mildred, I'm rather worried about H.J.
Yeah, he seemed very depressed when he went off to his club.
I'm afraid it's partly my fault. I rather took advantage of the change in our relationships. I feel a bit mean, really.
I see they've taken away his swivel chair and given him an ordinary straight-backed one.
Yes, it was so embarrassing. He kept swinging round on it this morning. Fell off 3 times.
Here, Mr. Lamb, what happened if Mr. H.J. can't pass this B-plus exam?
I've been thinking about that, Mildred. They'll bring in someone from outside to be our new number one.
Oh,
I only hope it's not old Thunderguts O'Hara from the assistant board. They say he makes Judge Jeffreys look like Godfrey Wynne.
Yeah. Or it might be that Pincher Smith from the Home Office.
Why do they call him Pincher?
I do not know, and I do not wish to find out. Oh, look, what are we going to do, Mr. Lamb?
H.J. has just got to pass that exam and get the office back to normal. If only there was some way we could...
Hey! Bernard!
Bernard? What's your boyfriend got to do with it?
He works in the stationery office, see? He might be able to get us a copy of the exam paper.
What a marvellous idea, Mildred. Then H.J. can find out the answers in advance.
I'll go straight over and see Bernard now.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm just going into H.J.'s office to see if I can tidy up for him. Oh, dear me, what a shambles this place is. They've taken almost everything away. Still, they have left the dictating machine. I could have danced all night. I'll switch it on. H.J. will never know.
To take your grubby fingers off this dictating machine.
Oh,
I told you not to tamper with it while I was out.
I'm sorry, but I only thought that... Yeah. Well, really. Mildred, you're back. Did you get it?
Yeah, Mr. Lamb, it's hidden under me mac. Here you are.
Oh, yes. A brown manila envelope. Examination papers, grade B+. Splendid.
My Bernard wasn't too keen on pinching it, but I managed to persuade him.
Oh, yes, quite so. Well, H.J.'s back, by the way.
Good.
I asked him if he'd had a pleasant lunch at the club, and he didn't answer. Just slammed his office door.
Are you going to give it to him now?
Oh, yes, I'll do it right away. He will be delighted. Good afternoon, Juan.
Is it?
Well, it might be. Every cloud has a silver lining, you
and
know.
And a stitch in time saves nine, I've no doubt.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm dangling this brown manila envelope in front of you.
No.
Oh. Wouldn't you like to know what's inside it?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. It's a copy of the Grade B Plus exam papers. You can look up all the answers.
A copy of...
I thought you'd be pleased. I ask no reward. It'll be enough to see the twinkle come back into your eye.
True, I've never heard such a disgraceful suggestion. It's downright cheating. There's no other word for it.
But I thought that...
Not another word. Did you really think I'd stoop so low?
But, one, think of the department. Think of the service. We need you here.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, but it wouldn't be right.
Please, one... Just a little peek. After all, you haven't a dog's chance of passing in... Oh, please, one. Just for our sake.
Well, I don't know. It's very much against my principles.
It's your duty to ensure that the nation continues to have the benefit of your experience and wisdom in administration. Besides, we might get somebody worse.
I beg your pardon? Experience and wisdom, did you say? Well, I can't deny that. All right. Just for the good of the country, then.
Eh? Oh, good. Yes. I'll leave the envelope on your desk.
Thank you.
Tuck it beneath your bowler, eh? Best to keep this sort of thing beneath your hat.
I shouldn't put it there.
I say, one. There's another brown manila envelope here marked examination papers, grade B plus.
Oh, is there? One looks extraordinary thing, yes. Well, they do. They do look alike, don't they? Yes.
You've already...
Well, I thought I'd better... I got it off old Reggie Fothergill at the grading office, yes.
How could you?
Well, quite easy, to tell you the truth. We went to the same school, you know. Never mind, too. Let's get on with it. We'll open one of the envelopes and we'll have a look at the questions.
Righto. This ought to do the trick for you.
Wait a minute. Oh, dear, dear, these questions aren't at all what I expected. We can't look up the answers to these.
No. I thought they'd be like my last civil service exam. You know the sort of thing. What is the large river on which London is situated?
Oh, yes, that's a tricky one. But these are different type of question altogether, look.
Exactly. There's no specific answer. I mean, just asking you to suggest a line of action.
Designed to test your judgment and experience by the look of it.
Oh, dear. Then we're lost.
Well, we mustn't be defeated, Stu. Let's have another look at them. Mm. Here's number three. Let me see.
Yeah.
It says, through your connections with the Ministry of Town and Country Planning, you learn a certain piece of land will soon become very valuable when a new development scheme starts.
Yes, and at the same time, you learn that your widowed aunt, who happens to own it, is about to sell it at the very low current market value. The question is, do you take advantage of your knowledge by warning her, or what do you do? Now, what would you do, Juan?
I'd buy it from her myself at the very low current market value.
I hardly think that answer will impress the examiner.
Perhaps you're right.
What are we going to
do? Now, don't panic, too. Let me think.
But you know Sir Gregory. He's ruthless. If you don't pass this exam, he'll get someone else in to run the office.
Sir Gregory. Ho, 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 ho. Yes. Now, there's a man of judgment and experience, and he's coming in here this afternoon.
Oh, dear. His monthly visit.
Never mind. He ought to be in a mellow mood. He spent this morning with the Customs and Excise Wine Tasting Association.
Juan, your left nostril is twitching. You've got an idea.
Perhaps I have, too. Let's have a look at those questions again, shall we? Minister for Drainage and Sewers. Foreign power. Oh, yes. Do you know, I'm quite looking forward to Sir Gregory's visit.
Don't fuss so much, Hamilton Jones. I'm quite steady on my feet. I can reach the chair without your help.
Oh, congratulations. Now, tell me, Sir Gregory, how did the wine tasting go?
Oh, most enjoyable. Yes, always is. Every so often, you see, we get together and we try out any stuff that's been confiscated.
I beg your pardon?
That we haven't had before.
That you haven't had before, no, good. Now, make yourself comfortable, Sir Gregory.
Yeah, there was a bottle of Egyptian whiskey there, 97% proof. 97% proof. And I was glad when I'd had enough.
Yes, good.
They must be glad of your judgment and experience on these occasions,
Sir Gregory.
And talking of judgment and experience, too, have you got those queries we were having a little bit of trouble with?
Oh, the queries, yes. Yeah, yeah. There they are.
Thank God. On the other hand, perhaps we shouldn't impose on Sir Gregory's good nature.
Why?
His problems are rather tricky.
Problems? Yeah. If you've got any problems, haven't you, Joe? Let's hear them.
Well, it's the change in my status, Gregory. Yeah. Do you know, I'm no longer really qualified to deal with some of the questions that have landed on my desk just recently.
Well, some of these matters can be a bit tricky. Judgment and experience, you see. That's what's needed.
Judgment and yes, quite so. Yes. Well, the first little problem we have is this. Mm-hmm. You have reason. That is, we have reason to believe that the Minister of Drains and Sewerage has been leaking information to a foreign power.
Has he, by Jove? Leaking information, eh?
Yes.
Does the PM know? Mind you, not that the old fool would do anything about it.
Well, there's no actual proof, you see. More a theoretical question, you might say.
Well, I wouldn't put anything past him. Fanshawe, isn't it? Yeah. Fellow's a half-wit, anyway.
If you say so, Sir Gregory, of course he's a half-wit. Now, about this exam, query.
Yes.
Suppose it were true, what action would you advise?
Oh, if a fellow's been leaking secrets, there's only one course to take.
Morning, Miss Lamb. I'm sorry I wasn't in yesterday. I was in bed with me leg. Here. How did Mr. H.J. get on in the examination?
He said he finished the paper in record time. The only trouble he had was the date. Couldn't remember it at first.
Oh, fancy. When will he know how many marks he got?
The grading officer's in H.J.'s office at this very moment. I expect he's brought the results with him. Oh, H.J. will be pleased. Pity we can't hear what they're saying.
Now then, Mr. Hamilton-Jones, you'll be pleased to know that all the examination papers have been marked.
Have they? Splendid.
Yes. And I must say, you've set some sort of record for civil service examinations.
Really?
Yes. That's why I've come to see you personally.
Well, you know, I've been in this job for some considerable time.
Have you indeed? You'd hardly think so by your answers. Every single one was marked zero.
It's all a matter of judgment and experience, you know. Did you say zero?
There wasn't a single correct judgment given on any of the questions, and you even got the date wrong. I'm surprised at a man in your position knowing so little about the correct civil service
Good
procedures.
Good gracious, but...
Naturally, I've sent a copy of these disgraceful marks to your superior, Sir Gregory Pitkin. And he must take whatever action he thinks fitting. Good day, sir.
Oh, dear. This is rather awkward. Not a single right answer, did he say? Oh, dear.
I think this calls for a little celebration. I brought the brandy from the first aid cupboard.
Have you?
Yes. Don't tell me, I wouldn't be surprised if you've set some sort of record in civil service examinations.
Yes, I believe I have.
Oh, God. I just saw Sir Gregory coming into the building. I expect he can hardly wait to shake you by the hand.
By the throat, more likely, I think.
Ah, there you are, Hamilton Jones.
Here I am.
Skulking in your office.
Yes. Sir Gregory, would you care for a little first aid brandy?
Save it for Hamilton Jones. He'll need it by the time I finish.
Now, Sir Gregory, there is an explanation.
Yes, I'm sure you'll come up with some glib excuse.
That's it.
Oh. Yes, but this time it won't wash.
Won't wash.
Look at these results. Yes. 2 marks for writing your name neatly.
Oh, well done, one.
Thank you very much.
And then, nothing. Not a single mark for correct judgment. You've made this department a laughingstock.
Why, it hardly goes far as to say...
You can start clearing out your desk. I've arranged for immediate transfer to archives at Ballymucky.
Oh, archives at Ballymucky. Oh, my goodness.
Not you, Lamb. No, you remain here under the new head of the department.
Oh.
O'Hara from the assistance board.
Oh.
He'll tighten up the discipline here. Now, get out. I've a few more things to say to Hamilton Jones.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Now then... What have you got to say for yourself, eh?
Well, my dear sir, there's nothing much I can say, sir, except for one small point.
Well,
I did check the questions with you before the exam.
That's neither him nor... What?
Yes, in fact, it was you who supplied all the wrong answers.
I supplied... Oh, so that was your little game the other day, eh? Yeah. All those queries.
Quite right, Sir Gregory. It seems that even you couldn't pass this silly exam. Now, I wonder what the minister would say,
what
Sir
Gregory. Minister, yeah, but who'd believe you, eh? Where's the proof? No, it's Ballymucky for you, Hamilton Jones.
Dear, Ballymucky's a terrible place, so I'm told. None of the modern amenities that an office needs, such as a dictating machine like this one. Very sensitive, Sir Gregory. Picks up speech even from right across the other side of the room. Now you listen.
Oh, has he, by George? Oh, leaking information, eh? Does the PM know? Not that the old fool would do anything.
Pretty good, eh? And a little later on, you had a word to say about the Minister for Drains and Sewerage.
I wouldn't put anything past him. Fanshawe, isn't it? Fellow's a half-wit, anyway.
And then, Sir Gregory, we come to your advice on correct procedures.
Well, if the fellow's been leaking secrets, there's only one course to take. Cover up for him. Can't have a member of my golf club dragged through the scandal.
I'm afraid the examiners didn't share your view.
I wasn't quite myself at the time. You remember, I was rather tired.
Yes, I remember that. And later on, you told a most amusing limerick about the Minister for Grants and Mortgages.
Did I?
There once was an eminent peer who was noted for being austere. Do let me finish.
Quite. Now, look here, Hamilton,
yes.
Don't I?
Yes. Fortunately, I let you into a little secret. It can all be easily wiped off with a flick of this little button. Wiped off.
Yeah, right. I see now. I obviously can't afford to lose a man with your knowledge.
Thank you.
Examinations aren't everything, are they?
No.
I still have a little influence.
But have you really? I'm delighted to hear it.
Yes, yes. Well, we must wipe out our differences and start again with a clean tape and a slate. Yes, well, leave it to me.
I'll leave it to you.
I must say, well, it's nice to see your office looking its old self again. New curtains, new carpets. New chrysanthemum from Sir Gregory.
Glad you liked it.
And you won't have to take the exam again.
Oh, heavens no. My length of service has been rightly taken into account. I've been awarded an honorary grade B+.
So you've got back your leather armchair at the club.
Oh, at the club, yes, my dear fellow. I was there this morning. Plunkett nearly pulled his forelock off. Oh, dear. You would have laughed at old Hargreaves. He wouldn't stop babbling secrets in my ears. Details of our latest nuclear submarines or something or other. I cut him dead, of course.
Oh, wonderful. Now, what's next on the agenda?
Well, normally at this time I'd be giving letters to Mildred, wouldn't I? Hmm. But I've already dictated them into that splendid machine.
Oh, then there's a little gap in our schedule.
Exactly, and there's plenty of work needing attention, so I thought we'd do the obvious thing.
Yes?
We'll go out to tea for a change.
Oh, good. We haven't tried that new tea shop on the corner.
No.
I know the girl that serves the tea.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch. Also featured were Roy Dotrice, Norma Ronald, Felix Felton, Bruce Beebe and Peter Bartlett. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor and produced by Edward Taylor.
Roy Dotrice is a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company. Thank you.